I'm going to add to the live stream now. We have the tremendous chus and opportunity to hear from Rav Weinberger, Mara da Aser of Eish Kodesh. No further ado.
I just have a phone. I don't have a computer, so I don't know if there's anybody that's over there, if I'm talking to myself. I want to thank my dear friend Reb Simcha and the entire chevre in Boca, Reb Ephraim Goldberg, and all the chevre and my chaverim who are mishtatef in this, revolutionary night of trying to connect to the Torah of Tzadik Yisod Olam. Rabbeinu Moshe Chaim Lutzato, tomorrow night is his yahrzeit. Zchus Yehoneh Yisrael. He called his chabura, his group of close disciples of his students. He called them the chabura Mevakshe Hashem, Mevakshe Hashem. So I don't know who's listening tonight, who's watching tonight, but there's one thing that I'm certain of, that whoever is there, that you're included among those who the Ramchal called Mevakshe Hashem, those who are seeking HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who are seeking Hashem. It's hard to talk, Bechlel, there's such a big inyan. And also, our hearts are still very, very broken. You know that every single tefillah of the tefillahs of the Ramchal, because we have a remarkable collection, a sefer called Tav Kuf Tesvav Tefillahs, the 500 tefillahs of the Ramchal. Every single one of his tefillahs ends with the words, "Liyishuascha kivisi Hashem." Hashem, I long for your salvation. "Liyishuascha kivisi Hashem." The words of Yaakov Avinu, "Liyishuascha kivisi Hashem." Maybe at the end there'll be a minute to read a little bit from one of the tefillahs. So I want to begin. The Chazanish Chusigalenu. The Chazanish was spending an entire day talking to Tzibrach and to Jews that were terribly, terribly broken, with all different sorrows. And after the last person left, he sat down, he opened up a Gemara, and he began learning. And the fellow who was waiting there, who was taking care of him, the gabbai, couldn't believe that after all he had heard, that the Chazanish was able to sit down and to open up a Gemara and just resume his regular life after the terrible things that he heard. So the Chazanish understood what was bothering this fellow, this gabbai, and he said to him, "Don't know where this is found. One of my talmidim sent this to me. I don't remember from where it's written." That the Chazanish said, "Look, the suffering and the sadness reaches an incredibly deep place inside of me. But there's a deeper place within me that it cannot reach. There's a deeper place within me that it cannot reach. So, Chevra, I want to talk to you about that deeper place within us. That deeper place within us that all of the tsaros, all of the craziness, all of the tragic things that we have been hearing and watching, there's a place that we have to find within us that it doesn't reach. That all of that can't reach. The 12th ikur of our emunah, foundational ikur of our emunah, is not only to believe in Mashiach, to believe in redemption, but as the Rambam writes, in Yismamea, Chakelo, which is the Pasuk in Chavakuk Hanavi, Chakelo, wait for him, long for him, Yishuascha Kivisi Hashem, individually and collectively, longing for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for the Yeshua, for salvation, for the ultimate salvation, which is Mashiach. And therefore the Gemara tells us in Shabbos Lamed Aleph, Tosfos over there, that there are questions that were asked at 120. We're interviewed when we come to the next world at 120. And the question of all questions is, Tzipisi Yeshua. Did you live every moment of your life in that way of Tzipisi Yeshua? Did you long for the salvation of the Jewish people? Did you long? Did you live in that way of Tzipisi Yeshua? There's one particular mimer of the Ramchal without which we would not be able to understand history, Bichlal, Jewish history, Bifrat, our own personal history of ups and downs, of our struggle to remain Jews. If not for this Maimer that's called Maimer HaGu'ula. Maimer HaGu'ula, there are two Ma'amorim of the Ramchal that I've been living with these past few months. One is the Drush HaKivui, and I highly recommend learning these drushes, these Ma'amorim, the Drush HaKivui, Yishuos HaKivisi Kivui. What does that mean to long, to want? What does it mean to have hope? And the second is Maimer HaGu'ula, which we're going to be focusing on right now, Maimer HaGu'ula, the Maimer of Redemption. Every single word of Maimer HaGu'ula, I was told it's translated to English. I'm not familiar with the English translation, but I was told that it is in English. Every single word of the Maimer HaGu'ula is history unfolding mamish before our eyes. And it's opening our eyes, and it's changing our eyes to have the eyes of the tzaddikim of Uchal Ayin L'chot Etzap, that have eyes that are looking to Hashem, that are longing for salvation, that are waiting for the ultimate salvation for Mashiach Sikena. And in this Maimer HaGu'ula, the Ramchal reveals to us the whole hishtalshlus of history and where we are right now. We're in between two stages of history that he calls the time of Pekida and the time of Zechira. Now, to understand those two words, what they mean, let me give you a little bit of background. It's important because this is where we are now. The matzav, the state of Am Yisrael and Golus, is one that we read of on Tisha B'Av. Hashem, you placed me, us, the Jewish people, in a terribly dark place, in dark places. And we feel as if we have died. And like we are dead. And this deathly life of Am Yisrael seems to be endless. Kimese Olam. The Vilna Gaon, at the end of his commentary on one of the sections of the Zohar Kodesh called the Sefer Tznayusa, the Vilna Gaon describes in horrible detail the dismemberment and the disintegration of the Jewish people in Golus. And where we are now at the time of the Vilna Gaon, which is relatively a short time ago, Ve'eini toni yodea adma, although much progress has been made since then. Ve'in itoni yodea adma, and the Goyen writes that at this point in time, we don't know anymore. Ad yora alena ruach mimorum, until a ruach from above is poured upon us to awaken us. And then he says, v'lenisha el atarvid rekev mi'itano, all that's left. You know, there's a part of the body that when a person dies, when a Jew dies and he's buried, even though the body disintegrates, there's a part of each and every one of us that is never able to be destroyed. That even the Nazis, Yimach Shemam, in the crematoria couldn't destroy. There's that part of a Jew, the luz, that part of us. It's indestructible. And that's, the Goyen says, where we are right now. That's what remains of us. Everything else has disintegrated as a nation, as a people. V'na'as ha'ofer has become offer dirt. As it says in Pasuk, Shrachal Ofer Nafshein, that in Golus we are like groveling in the dirt. And the Vilna Gaon wrote back then that we are now Mekavim, we are longing for the resurrection of the dead. That means ourselves, not just those who have passed, for the Jewish people to be revived. Mekavim Atal Tchias Amesim, Hisnari Me'ofer Kumi. Hisnari me'ofa kumi, which we're going to say tomorrow night, the words. Hisnari me'ofa kumi. Wake up, arise from the dirt. The aura ruach mimar malenu, and that spirit will come upon us from above. Now, all of you are familiar with the Nevuah of Yechezkel, one of the most frightening visions of all. Over there in Perek Lamed Vav Lamed Zayin, the Chazoyin of the Atzamas HaYiveshes of the dry bones. The Navi was sent to infuse us with hope. Us, the Jewish people, or the Goyin describes as being like dead, having lost everything. Just that little spark of life that remains within us. So the Navi Cheskel was sent after the destruction of the first Beis Hamikdash, and that long night of our death, that long night in the grave began when the first Beis Hamikdash was destroyed and we went to Bavel. So Al Nahar's Bavel, by a place, the river of Dura, whatever that is. Vayoyma Eli, the Baruch Shalom said to Yechezkel, it says in Navi, V'nibesi, Kashet Suvesi. I said Nevuah as I was commanded. And there was being a rash, there was a great rash, there was a great noise. He was standing, as you know, before a valley, a huge valley filled with skeletons, with bones, just all over the place, bones. And there was a great noise. And the bones began to come together. And then I saw, the Navi says, that veins, sinews began to connect the bones. Until finally there was skin. But there was one thing that was missing. V'ruach ein bahem. The bones, the skin, the organs, the limbs, the organs, everything was fusing together in these dried out bones, these atzamas yevashos, and then there were the skeletons of those people, not just the skeletons, but the bodies of those who had died. The only thing that wasn't there, the Navi says, is v'ruach ein bahem. The spirit of life was still missing. And this, the Ramchal teaches us, is the first stage, the first shlav of our redemption, the first phase of our resurrection. The dried out bones of the Jewish people who for thousands of years have been in Golos, who have been physically and spiritually, emotionally, psychologically decimated by our experience and Golos. The dried out bones of the Jewish people, at the end of time, are going to be rejoined, these bones, one with the other. And they're going to be revived and come back to life. They're going to stand on our feet. As the Navi says, Vayomer Eli ben Adam, Ha'atzomas ele kol beis Yisrael heima. These bones represent the entire Jewish people at the end of time. They're crying. They're saying that we're totally dried out. We're finished. We can't continue. We can't go on. Think, Hever, think 1945. Think 1945. We can't get up from this grave of Auschwitz, of Dachau, of Majdanek, of Mauthausen. We can't get up. We can't rise anymore. We're finished. We can't start again. We can no longer have hope. There is no Yeshua Kivisi. Avda tikva seino. All hope has been lost. So the Navi is sent by Hashem to teach us, to reveal to us the first stage, which is the revival of the Jewish people as a people, arising from the grave of Golus and coming back to our physical, national, emotional, and psychological health as a people. That's the first shlav. It's the bones coming together, Jews coming together and returning to Eretz Yisrael. The Navi goes on The second shlav, listen carefully. This is really something that takes a few hours. I'm going to try to do this all in 35 minutes or so. I'll try. I'm not going to succeed, but I'll try. Then the Navi said to, then Hashem said to the Navi, speak to the Ruach. This is the second shlav. Speak to the spirit, speak to the Ruach. Because remember, when we left these bodies lying there, everything looked great. They were put back together, and they're nice and fresh. Their color returned. The only thing was, Ruach ein behem. So now Hashem says to me, to Yecheskel, Hinove el Ruach. Hinove ben Adam, v'amart al Ruach, speak to the Ruach and say, Ko amar Hashem Elokim, this is what Hashem says, Me'abar Rucha is Bo'i HaRuach, from all four corners of the world, Bo'i HaRuach, Uv'chi b'harugim ha'ele v'yichyu, and breathe life and spirit into these dried out bones, into these bodies, and bring them back to life. And then it goes on, Hinean chiposech is kefir esech, and Hashem promises, behold, I am opening your graves. V'ha'alesi eschem, I'm opening up the grave in Poland, in Russia, in Morocco, in Yemen, in Germany, in Austria, in Hungary, in Czechoslovakia. I'm opening up the graves. V'ha'alesi eschem ikivir esechem ami, and I bring you out from these graves, my people. V'ha'alesi eschem eladmas Yisrael, and I'm going to bring you back to Eretz Yisrael. V'yadatam k'ani Hashem, but not just as politically, economically, physically healthy and successful people who have risen from the grave, but you will know k'ani Hashem. This is the period that's called Zechira. You will remember that I am God. V'pischi es kivrei seichem, u'baloisi eschem kivrei seichem ami, I'm going to infuse you once again with life, with the ruach of Hashem, with my ruach. V'yadatam ki ani Hashem, and then you will know that I am God. Dibarti v'asisi ne'um Hashem. I have spoken and I will do it. Ne'um Hashem. So, the first stage of redemption is that the bones are reassembled. The body of the Jewish people that was decimated and that was crushed and burned and destroyed, which not only means physically, but as a people, Golus did that to us. We lost our complete feeling of trust and confidence and security, and our emunah was damaged terribly and so on in every way. So the beginning is the revival and the repair of the Jewish people, to finally to be able to stand on our feet and to have our own country, to be returned to our land and to be our own people, to finally stop allowing our enemies to push us around, to be able to defend ourselves, to be strong and to be secure. Yishat levetach ba'artzichem is the parasha. But that doesn't mean that the soul of the Jewish people has been returned to us. The Ruach. So this was all predicted, the Ramchal reveals to us at the end of the Torah. In Dvarim Perek Lamed, B'shov Hashem Lokecha Shfuscha V'Richamecha, Hashem is going to bring us back from the exile, and He'll have Rachmanis on us. He'll return us from amongst the nations. Even if we're the edges, the end of the world, Hashem will bring us back. He's going to bring us back to the land of our ancestors. Life is going to be good. Chevra life, even though there are problems, of course there are problems, there's suffering, there's sickness, there's poverty, but for the most part, life has never, ever been like this for us. Just if you're zeichet to have grandparents who are alive, even your parents know, life has never been like this. So this is the first shlav, the Torah says. And then what follows in Chumash? Umol Hashem lokecha eslevavcha veslevav zerecha. But that first stage is called the Pekidah. That's the beginning of our being remembered, Pekida. But then will come the second stage of Zechira. I'll explain these terms in a moment. And our hearts are going to be circumcised, and our children are going to come back to Hashem. We and our children are going to return. To love Hashem, to be crazy with Hashem, with all of our hearts and souls. And it was the same thing Ramchal tells us. This is the Seder of redemption that was in Egypt. It's the same Seder. All redemption is modeled after the redemption from Mitzrayim. And by Mitzrayim, first it was Mitzrayim. I'm going to take you out of the misery, that physical enslavement that crushed you emotionally and psychologically and spiritually and in every way. And only afterwards it says what? After Hashem says, I'm taking you out. He takes us out. And we begin to breathe and to eat and to drink, and we have the money, and we're coming back to life. We're free. We're liberated. Only afterwards, it says in Torah, only afterwards will you come to that place of Har Sinai, and will be revealed to you the second stage of knowing God. That's really what Sfiras HaOmer is, in between the Yetzias Mitzrayim and Shavuos. That's where we are right now historically. We are right now in Sfiras HaOmer, in between being miserable, broken slaves, in between Poland and Yerushalayim, in between Yetzias Mitzrayim and Har Sinai in Eretz Yisrael. We're in this place where Baruch Hashem, just like when we left Egypt, we came as survivors, refugees. There was a kibbutz goliath. The bones of the Jewish people came together, and the flesh grew upon us. We began to eat. We began to laugh again. We began to live again. We began to live again. Think 1945. We began to live again, then think 1948. And to be able to protect ourselves and to build an economy in our own land. The bones came together, the flesh, everything was forming. But there was only one thing, v'ruach ein behem. Those who think that the redemption was completed when we returned to Eretz Yisrael are mistaken. There's still v'ruach ein behem, because this is what the entire Maamar HaGeula of the Ramchal is about, and much of the teachings of Vilna Gaon and years later Rav Kook are based upon this way of thinking. The two stages of redemption: Mashiach ben Yosef and Mashiach ben David. Mashiach ben Yosef is called the time of the Pekida. The Pekida means Al Tis Michi Oyavti. Leader Ramchal brings many psukim. Kinafalti Kamti, it says in Micha. That finally, after thousands of years of galus, the Jewish people arise from the grave. Ani Yishein Avalibi Er Kol Doidi Doifek. I hear the voice of my beloved knocking. Doifek is the Oisius Pokade. Hashem has remembered his nation. Dodi Shalach Yodom Nachar. Kamti Ani Leftarich Ledoidi. My beloved Hashem has reached his hand from within the darkness of Garlis. Hashem is reaching out a hand to us, and he's lifting us up. But the Ramchal explains that that's only something which we feel deep inside of us, like that generation after the war that somehow came back to life. And then we return to Eretz Yisrael from the Arba Kanfis, as we began to return, and in Bederech Nisteris, in a hidden way, in a deep, mysterious way, enclosed in the garments of natural, and what appeared to be some sort of a natural, political, economical revival. All of these tikkunim began to take place in chitzonius. The atzamas, the bones, the aura, the skin, the gidim, the sinews, hisnari mi'ofer kumi, and the Jewish people came out of Europe, and we began to return from all of the places of our galus, Europe and the Middle East and so on. We began to return. Hisnari mi'ofer kumi. That revival is called Mashiach ben Yosef. It's called Kodali Daifek. It's called the Pekida. It's the beginning of redemption. It's not the end. It's Mashiach ben Yosef, just as Yosef HaTzadik was in Egypt and he began to bring us back to life. He fed us. He took care of us. There was an awakening that took place after World War II, and it brought us back home to Eretz Yisrael is still bringing us, but it's not complete. It's kumi ori ki va orech. We felt deep within us that something was great. Something great was happening. There was great idealism and excitement. Kumi ori ki va orech. The light of Hashem was beginning to shine. But we hadn't yet reached the final stage of Mashiach Mandava, which we're longing for and waiting for. That's called Kvod Hashem, Alayich Zarach, just like when we left Mitzrayim. We were brought back to life. We were again able to laugh and to breathe and to feel and to form ourselves into a nation and to become a people and to return to our land. But we weren't yet in a place of Yedatim as Hashem. That's called the Zechira. The Ramchal writes, Shalohusa hest upon him, Eliftnai v'lifnim. Hashem's concealment hasn't been removed. Only in a very deep and mysterious way, we feel that something historical has taken place. Mokum nishmas Yisrov lo lachutz, but we don't yet know that this is all Hashem doing it. It's not yet clear to us. The Zechira, the Ramchal says, Hashem's complete revelation to us is va'omar b'yomo hinei elokeinu zeh. When Jews will finally have that Ruach restored to them, and the Jewish people, all of us, will be able to feel in the deepest way. He, and to say, Hine Elokeinu Zeh, Mizeh Bo Mi'edom, V'yavra Malkum Lifneihem, that our King will be before our eyes, V'Hashem B'Roisham, Melech HaMashiach, V'Hashem B'Roisham, Yakiru V'Yedu Kol B'nei Bos, everybody, all of us will seek Hashem clearly, and we'll all run to Hashem, we'll drop everything and run to Hashem. That's the Zechiru, Mol Aretz Deyes Hashem Kemayim Lam Chasim. That's Mashiach ben David. That's Mashiach ben David. So even though during this tkufa that we're in right now, of Sirius HaYim, in between Mashiach ben Yosef and Mashiach ben David, there are amazing improvements and changes in Jewish life. And we're back in Eretz Yisrael, and we have an economy, we have an army. We're no longer going to stand for what the Iranians are cooking up for us. And we don't care whether America agrees or doesn't agree. We don't care whether it's whatever the president of the United States says and whatever his little elves have decided the Jewish people should do. We're going to take care of ourselves with Hashem's help. We watch out for ourselves. This isn't Poland anymore. We're up from the grave. We're done with that. We're done. Ke'esha b'choshech Hashem or li. We're finished. Hisnari me'af hakumi. We've risen from the grave. The Jewish people are back to stay. No one's going to do that to us again. It's not going to happen again. It's not going to happen. But in this period of having come back and arisen from the Shoah, from the misery of all of history and all that we went through, the light of Hashem is still hidden from us. The Ruach Ein Behem, that Zechira, that clear awareness of God that would bring us to become dovuk to Hashem and to be filled with the dveikus to Hashem and to spend our lives, every moment of our lives, filled with that awareness of Hashem and learning the deepest secrets of Torah and Mola as there's Hashem. So, Chevra, that's what we're davening for that hasn't happened yet. So Rav Kook wrote so much about this stage that we're in because the Ramchal taught us that this stage, with all of the revival and resuscitation that takes place, is going to be filled with tremendous upheaval and confusion. On the one hand, Jews are going to finally be like strong and powerful and healthy and working and making a living and doing and you know, sports and medicine. Alagitazarin. And we're going to be opening up all kinds of good things, institutions and yeshivas, all the good things. Everything. But still the light of Mashiach Medavid hasn't yet appeared to us. And there's going to be, on the one hand, there's going to be a tremendous, tremendous physical awakening, but at the same time, an unbelievable spiritual confusion. That's what the world is going through right now, crazy inability to identify who am I, what am I, to know who I really am. There's such confusion. And at the same time, there's such an awakening of spirituality in the world because deep inside of us, kol doidi doifek, kol doidi doifek, pischili. Kol doidi doifek. The pekida, the voice of my beloved is knocking. The five drushas of Rav Soloveitchik, it's all about this Indian. He doesn't use these terms of the Ramchal. So Rav Kook writes, During this time, I'm going to start coming in for a landing now. I'm sorry if I'm going over a little bit. The eyes of the Jewish people at this stage are focused on earthly things, on the ground, on the earth, on physical well-being, on opening up the latest Glatt Kosher restaurant, on making bigger extensions to our homes far away from Yerushalayim. Eino la'aretz, v'l'shamayim odeno lo sabit. We haven't yet turned our eyes completely to the heavens. Eina shava adayin el isha harishon b'pol. We haven't yet returned to our husband, to Hashem. We know that there's something deep going on, and that's driven us to try to improve our lives physically. That's the pekida. But we don't know God's name yet. The name of Hashem is not yet on our mouths. The name of Hashem. Even people are learning Torah. I mean, they're wonderful, they're great, we try hard, but Shem Hashem, the name of God, Dveik is why we learn Torah. What's Limud HaTorah about? Remembering that who gave us the Torah, thinking about the Torah, thinking about Hashem. Omitz HaGevurah Defesi. We're looking for Omitz and Gevurah, strength and courage. Aval Be'emes HaKol Kodesh Velikiyu, but the truth is we don't recognize that where all of this is coming from is God Himself. Ad Sheyofia Or Teferes Yisrael Adas, Ki Shem Hashem Nikra Lev. Uzman Chevle Mashiach. So we're living in Chevle Mashiach. I'll share with you a sentence and then a tefillah, a sentence from the tefillah. I have some stories to tell you, but it's late, it's Thursday night, and I don't want to take your time. This is only for those who are amongst the initiated. This is in the Maamar Gula. I'll read to you just a few words. If you don't understand it, azov it ze b'seder. But if you do understand it, you won't be able to sleep tonight. So be mindful of me. The pekida is the midah of yisod. The week that we're in right now is yisod. The Ramchal's yahrzeit. Tomorrow night, Shabbos, is yisod. Should be yisod. Yisod should be yisod. The teda shapkida yidei hayisod. K'may shemarati lecha. The gilu haschira yidei hatiferes. The schira is the midah of tiferes. I'm not going to explain. Just listen for those who understand Yofi. V'lechein nimtza korach l'mashiach ben Yosef l'mashiach ben David b'shnei ha'pulais l'kabel korach l'asas chayil l'gula ha'asida. V'lechein nimtza korach, this is the strength, the korach of Mashiach ben Yosef to wait for the arrival of Mashiach ben David. B'shnei ha'pulais of this p'chida and the s'chira, Mashiach ben Yosef, Mashiach ben David, the two stages of Gula, the Kabbal Korach Lasos Chai Gula Asida, to prepare for the Gula Asida. We're now at the time of Yisod, and the Ramchal's Yisod is Yisod Shib Yisod, because there was no tzaddik that ever davened as much and cried as much and begged as much for the Yeshua, for salvation. So I'll just share with you a sentence from the Tefillah of the Ramchal, because I don't want to end without davening. So instead of a story, and I'll just read to you a few words from the Tefillah of the Ramchal, the Tefillah on page Tav Yud Dalet. It's called Ashrei. Kel Echad Yochad Miyuchad, Ari Yichud Chashal Chashalat HaLakol. One and only God. You rule over everything. V'af Agav Shekama Madrega Samta Shem Shaltim Ba'olam, even though you've made a world in which it seems that there are other koiches that are shaylight, that are able to control history and life. The world is yours, Baruch Shalom. History is yours to change whatever you want. You're not bound to these rules of history and nature. Baruch Shalom, in Mitzrayim, you broke all the rules. And it says, Shir Shirim is talking about Tirs and Sarim, that Hashem, you were leaping over mountains, Makapi Tel Gavros, and jumping over hills. These mountains, meaning the rules of nature, the rules of historical progression and evolution and so on, and movements, these are very big mountains that seem to be holding back the Gula, the redemption. But Hashem, they don't rule over you. When the Shachim storm has been beside the Gulava, Yichuch Shalit al Hakal. Yichuch Shalit al Hakal. And then it's a couple of things which I'm not going to share with you, just the final sentence. Reborn Kol Ha'ilam, you are the master of all worlds. Haril Yichuch Shalcha Nachna Makavim Be'emes. Be'emes, the truth is, we're longing to see your oneness, for that to be revealed to us, for you to show your strength, to become fully revealed with the zichira of Zachar as Kerenu Od. V'kamo erech ha-golus sovlu Yisrael amcha. And Rabbi Shalom, how long is the golus that your people have suffered? And he brings the date until that time that he said this tefillah, Elav Tavre Samach Dal Shana. Ata oid lo yisa'akev aleinu miligoyal gula shleimu. Please Hashem, you could do anything. Don't hold back the gula anymore. The full redemption, the schir, not just the Pekid Mashiach ben David. Elias Kayim Bonu Ani Hashem v'itach Hishana. We should see the fulfillment of the Pasuk in Navi Yeshaya, that in a hurry, in its time, I will rush Mashiach. V'segal lono amidcha b'kar v'Hashem, al ta'ach Hashem, don't wait any longer. V'yishuascha kivisi Hashem. I want to give a bracha to each and every one of you and to all of us. Not to let go of that kav of hope, of Yishuascha kivisi Hashem. Please, 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 chevra, don't allow yourselves to slip into all of the negativity and darkness of the news and of the pictures and of the bulletins and all of the different stations and all of the different papers. Don't allow yourselves. Those seem to be such strong things, but they're not ruling over the Creator. It's the end. We're at the end. Ot. It's the Pekida. Kol doidi doifek. And Hashem is saying, Pischili, open up for me. We should be zeicher to strengthen within ourselves that kivui of kavil Hashem, chazak v'yamitzibach of a kavil Hashem, and through that to see with our own eyes, ayin b'ayin, yiru b'shuv Hashem, tzion, the glas of amitis, mehevi, amenu, amen, v'amen, elechtik in Shabbos, and the gevaldig yontif. All my love, kol tov.
Thank you very much, Rav Weinberger, and thank you everyone for participating. Hashem, we'll continue this in the future next year in Yerushalayim. Have a good Shabbos.